Hi, this is a dictation for Faye Carter, F-A-Y-C-A-R-T-E-R. Date of service is 6/23/2022. Date of accident 5/13/2022. Date of birth is 9/22/1958. Ms. Faye Carter is a victim of a automobile accident where she was T-bone on the driver's side as a restrained driver, leading to severe headaches without any symptoms of TBI. However, she started having pain in the neck and the lower back, as well as both shoulders. The pains have now continued since the beginning of the accident, and they are related to this automobile accident, according to her. Currently, she reports that her headaches are located in the posterior part of the head, in the occipital region, without any nausea, vomiting, any loss of balance, or confusion, disorientation, and the pains are 6 to 7 off and on, but no symptom of TBI are reported. She has no vertigo, dizziness, vision disturbance, double vision, spots in the vision, or any loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, confusion, disorientation, or any loss of memory. She denies any anxiety, depression, panic also. In addition, patient suffers from pain in the neck, lower back, and both shoulders at the rate of 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. And according to her, the pain has not been relieved. Her lower back and shoulders hurt a lot, 7 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. But there is no radiation of pain to the arm or the leg or toes or the fingers. The patient reports that her physical therapy is helping a lot, and she would like to continue that. Pain level is reported at 8. ADLs are affected at 8. 10% relief has been obtained from the physical therapy medication. ADLs that are currently affected are walking ability, which is 7. General activity, 7. Mood is affected, 6. Work, 6. And relationship with other people, 6. Enjoyment of life, 7. Sleep is affected, 8. System review. In the neurology and psych, patients suffer from headaches and difficulty sleeping, but denies any other issues. No loss of memory or forgetfulness, confusion, disorientation, or dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance are reported. In the pain and numbness, patient has pain in the both shoulders and neck and mid back, upper back, lower back, along with stiffness in both shoulders, neck, and lower back. Patient has hip pain also, bilaterally. Actually, the patient reports the pain is across to the sacroiliac joint more than the hip on investigation. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency pain, urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient report no changes in the pain level, not majorly improved, and it continues unabated. However, there are no changes in medical history. Surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss. No the trauma reported. Current pain medication is tramadol. Substance abuse, patient reports no substance abuse. But she reports that her ultrasound was not helping her in pain at all, and she would like to make a change. Compliance plan, patient reports a full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals blood pressure is 149/78, pulse is 65, pulse ox is 99. Rest of the physical examinations is from the previous visit, which is on 5/26/2022, dictation number is 0606-072. Finally, utilize the general review, musculoskeleton, and extremities examination only. And the diagnosis are the same. The plan of care is as follows. After reviewing the MAPS and the previous laboratories, the patient is provided following medication: Celebrex 200 mg daily for anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril 7.5 mg once twice a day for muscle relaxation. Patient is provided with Acifex 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Voltaren gel and Viva patch are provided for topical pain relief. For narcotics, patient is provided Tylenol codeine number 4, 30 tablets for a pain relief. Two refills are provided as well. An MRI for the cervical spine and lumbar spine has been ordered to identify the local pathology so that further definitive treatment plan can be considered. Other than that, patient is quite stable. She is able to walk reasonably well and is able to carry out most of the ADLs. She is ordered to continue her physical therapy 3 times a day with traction, massage, aqua therapy, and she will remain disabled for work, housework, and transportation help. She will be seen in a month's time. Thank you.